Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the air. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. That's Junior Walker and the All-Stars. That's Shotgun. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Stephen King is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, president, CEO of GrowthForce, growthforce.com. I encourage you to check it out. Stephen, tell us again what GrowthForce does.
GrowthForce is a fractional share of an accounting department. So you can get a bookkeeper, an accountant, or a controller to build a customized solution for your business if you're using QuickBooks. We can take over all of it or any piece of your accounting and bookkeeping services.
And you do it remotely?
Yeah, it's all. We have a service center in Northeast Houston, Texas, across the street from our friends at Insperity.
Yep.
And we have clients on every continent in the world except for Antarctica.
All right. So that's pretty exciting, folks. So check it out. I've known Stephen for a long time, and we do have a full disclosure. We both have a relationship with Insperity. We're talking about cash flow. The new ebook is called The CEO's Guide to Improving Cash Flow. What are some other tips you have in the book?
I think some of the basics, firing low-margin clients. People don't think about the fact that they're serving clients and they're not making the profit margins that they think. That's going to cause you cash flow problems. You're better off not, especially when you're about to hire new staff. Mm-hmm. Before you bring on more overhead, make sure that you're getting the profits out of the people you've got. So 10 to 15% of your businesses on average are the low performers need to be replaced with higher margin clients.
Right.
That'll immediately go right to the bottom line.
Well, the way I think, what I tell people is you've done this triaging with your inventory. You don't stock things you don't sell. You make people wait on those a day. Why would you, if you got A, B, C, D inventory, why don't you do the same thing with your customers? You got customers that are great, they're the A's. You got customers who are D's who won't let you make a profit. Get rid of them.
Right. And they're usually sucking up all of the management time because that's
right.
Where the problems are. So if you get rid of that and free up you as the CEO to be able to grow the business, you'll solve your cash flow problems. I think the other big one is around payroll.
I was just going to say real quickly on the firing thing. You know, if you're uncomfortable firing a customer, I can understand that. I work hard for mine too, but at least go to them and say, John, I'm having a hard time making a profit serving you. Can you help me?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, have a conversation. At least that'll sound better. And then when you fire them, at least they'll know what's going on. Right.
That's really
maybe
good
you
advice.
Can save
yeah.
a customer, and maybe they'll say, well, what do I need to do? Well, I need to raise your prices 10%.
Or change the scope, or increase the efficiency of
right.
the way we work together.
Right. Don't call us every 10 minutes.
Yeah, and expect an immediate response.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think the other big thing, since payroll's the biggest expense, at least in the service businesses and the nonprofits that we serve, if you implement a two-week delay in starting your payroll, meaning, you know, most big companies, when you come on board, you don't get paid for the first 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We do that.
And so doing that and then switching to a semi-monthly versus a biweekly payroll means you're not going to have three payrolls twice a year.
Right.
And those 2 months, you're not only have your payroll expense 50% higher because you've got three payrolls that month instead of two, but that means that your net income is wrong. It's wrong in those 2 months because you're artificially recording extra payroll expense. Mm-hmm. And then the other 10 months, you're under-reporting your payroll expense.
Right.
So there's a benefit on your financial reporting as well.
Very interesting. Well, we've been doing it just because it's easier. We do the 1st and the 15th, right? Just because it's easier.
Yeah, but I'm amazed how many people, they say, well, you know, my people can't wait for the payroll. You know, you can switch over to it by just giving them a short-term loan and having that's what we've repaid.
Right. That's
yep.
right. Sometimes we get people out of college, they need a little help, and we help them out a little bit, but we stick to our schedule, though.
And then they know I get paid on the 15th and the 1st. And that's what normal businesses do. So that biweekly stuff will really mess you up.
Right. I got time for one more quick one.
You know, we haven't talked about expenses. So a lot of times you've got a bookkeeper who has a clean desk rule, right? They come in, the bills come in, they want to get them off the desk, they pay the bills. Well, they should have pay slowly, right? Pay when you're supposed to pay. Don't make people wait, but don't pay early. And watch the interest rates. If you got credit cards that have got 20% interest rates, that will kill you.
Yeah.
Pay them off immediately. Yeah. One day interest.
And take the discounts when you can get it, when you can, right?
Yeah, if they're still available. You don't see a lot of them anymore.
If it works. Hey, Stephen, good job today. Come back soon.
I will, Jim. Thanks for having me.
I need the website one more time, please.
It's growthforce.com. www.growthforce.com.
And they find the e-books there, can't they?
Yeah.
The new ones about cash flow. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.